Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And we are just waiting on Derek to join us here today. I'm Tina, author of 40 Day Love Fest for You, and also some naughty stories you might find at almostfreesexbooks.com. And welcome,
hello.
Derek. We've got you.
Hi. How are you?
Yes. So how are you doing tonight, Derek?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what. I am running, and I just started doing the Master Cleanse.
Yes.
And so me and my girl, we're both doing it. And let me tell you, I will tell you what, man, it is a challenge, but it's a good challenge.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing that. How long are you going to do it for?
Well, I'm going to do it for 30 days.
Yeah, that's intense.
And yeah, it's really intense. And then the lovely lady is going to do it as long as she wants, you know, because it's up to a woman to make their mind up, right?
Right. Yeah, I've done it for 3 days. I've just done the 3-day Master Cleanse. I have not done a 30-day.
Ah,
so
yeah.
So good luck.
Yeah, you know,
that's going to be, like, really cool to see how that goes for you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'm like, I'm taking it like I'm, you know, climbing Mount Everest. You know, I'm doing my Facebook post in the mornings and doing the videos because, you know, it's, like, really important that I take some time for myself to manage my life, you know, and for me, I think that this is it. You know, I've always given so
right.
much attention and to everything and everyone else that I decided, you know what, I'm going to do this for me.
And have you read the 40 Day Love Fest for You book yet?
You know what, I wanted to, but...
Well, look,
you know,
this would be the perfect time to also do, because the Love Fest practice takes just 2 minutes a day. It would be awesome while you're doing your cleanse and you're going more into you to do that, to just increase your self-love with 2 minutes a day.
You know, I'm totally for that. The only thing is, though,
mm-hmm.
because of, you know, the generous nature that we have at the bookstore, one of our clients, Tamara, has the book now. So she was going through some repair. She needed some repair. And so, you know, I always think of how positive you are and how you always help people to impact their lives. So, you know, being selfless, I wanted Tamara to go ahead and borrow it for a while.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, you can download it for free at 40daylovefest.com. PDF version is still up on the main page. So, and the practice is just 2 minutes a day. So, yeah, just go straight to chapter 2. The practice is there, and then just, yeah, that's it. But you can download it free. Anybody can. And the link is in the description to this show.
Wow, that is,
yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, I'll definitely get on that. But I will tell you, my penis does work. You know, we were able to have great sex before
good.
We came in tonight.
So, you know, that would probably continue to work through the cleanse, you know. Yeah, I think
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So the little things that I worry about sometimes, you know.
You know, the only thing I'm thinking that could occur is if you are feeling, you know, some, because sometimes some of the days of the cleanse you might be feeling a little bit weak, and so that could affect you, just that weakness. But other than that, I think it'll strengthen your penis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
sure.
You're
getting the gunk out. You're getting the gunk out, right? Any,
yeah.
like, gunk that's in your body, you're cleaning it physically, you're just cleansing, and that can only harden other body parts. You're getting
that's right.
You're keeping the hard
stuff.
keeping
the hard stuff, that's right. So, no cigarettes, no alcohol,
mm-hmm.
no marijuana, nothing. Nothing other than water and this
mm-hmm.
magical potion called the Master Cleanse. It's really, and you know,
mm-hmm.
it's really, I mean, I like it. I
think it tastes pretty good. I usually do the 3-day at least once a year, you know, just to kind of maybe kickstart eating healthier or whatever. But maybe I should do it sometime this month too, huh? I should do like a 3-day with you guys. Yeah, because I love that little lemonade with cayenne pepper and maple syrup, lemon.
Yeah, maybe we could do it around the new moon.
Oh, well, the new moon is today. But
well,
the full moon,
well,
right, the full moon is in 2 weeks. Today is the new moon, so it's perfect for you to start that today.
Yes, I thought so. I thought so. So I work in an office with a bunch of ladies, and you know, it's funny because I'm just an intern there as I build this business and brand and everything, and so my office is where the microwave is. And if they did not have some of the best smelling food I've ever smelled in my life today, it was oh my God. Oh my God. It was so crazy. And one of my coworkers today, she had to have something in the microwave that cooked for about 6 minutes. So I'm just dying, Tina. I'm dying. It's like potatoes and vegetables. Oh my God. It was smelled so good, but I'm just dying. So it was a crash course in mindfulness. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I get early on from this is that, you know, being mindful. Like, how many times do I just walk through a room or walk past my kitchen or walk up past the countertop and grab a chip or, you know, make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or just cook to cook, you know, or think that I need to eat. And so I'm really happy about the opportunity to be in a state of mindfulness for the next 30 days.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's I was just watching watching a movie, I guess based on the story of Moby Dick. And you know, I remember seeing those guys at sea. You know, they were out at sea for, you know, like 90 days, 50 days, you know, and I'm just thinking, oh, my God, you know, because your mind is the thing that plays the tricks on you the baddest, you know. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to be, oh, by day 25, I'm going to be just, you know, I'm not going to say anything other than I'm going to be completely content, happy, and there's going to be a difference that I see in my physical appearance.
Right, well, that's a good positive way to think about it. Yay.
Yeah. So,
love it.
So what else do you got going on?
I've been posting a few crazy things on Facebook. Have you seen some of the stuff we posted?
I have not had a chance to go on Facebook. I mean, I have just been in my own world. So let us see what delectable treasures you have put up there.
Well, you know, I've put a few funny things. Like some just very silly, crazy thing. Like, you know, a dog in kind of BDSM tights and, you know, crazy stuff. But also, a reminder, have you ever watched the show Masters of Sex?
Yes, I like that show.
I know, I love that show. So season 4 starts like in 2 weeks. So I put a little post about that to remind everybody. Because, you know, if nobody's ever watched it, it's about Masters and Johnson. And it's about their real life. And it's probably, of course, it's still a TV show. But it's based on some of the real work they did back in the 50s and 60s and 70s around sex and sexuality, and it's just amazing. Like, how did you see when they had the it was a vibrator glass with a camera in it, so they could get the picture of the inside of the woman having an orgasm? It was like totally amazing.
If
no one has watched it, they should watch it just for the science of what they were doing. And, you know, the one guy is so serious about
well, she peaked at this time, and, you know, their research. But
yeah,
it's so great. It was just, like, so empowering to people to give them that opportunity to bring some things out in the open that people had never talked about. So I really love that they were those pioneers, you know.
Now, what year is that show taking place? Is that the 60s or 50s or something?
I think it starts in the 50s and moves forward. So I'm not sure what, you know, in this next season, what year they're in. So, but I believe it started in the 50s when the show first started. I think this is like season 4. So they may be moving faster. I'm not sure exactly where they are now, but definitely cool people, especially back then. The woman, you know, Miss Virginia Johnson, being a woman, to talk about her sexuality and that she likes sex and she can have sex with partners she's not married to. And
she was ahead of her time, huh?
Yeah, totally. And that she, her pleasure was important and she didn't have to fall in love with the man, and I just love her. She's like my hero.
I didn't know that they were married actually from 1971 to 1993.
They were married. They married. They haven't, on the show, they have not gotten married together yet, but they're having sex, of course. But they have not married yet on the show. But eventually, I'm sure they will get to that point. But yes, they were married for a while in real life.
Yeah,
yes,
she was born 3 days after me. Huh? I see that she was born February 11th, so she's an Aquarius. No wonder she's a sexual freak like my. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I put a little reminder of that. But there's one thing. Okay, I posted this last week. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the Shiny Heiny website?
Yes. That was absolutely
Miss My Shiny
great.
Heiny.
Yes. Did you buy one of those?
No, I did not buy one yet. Maybe it'll have to be on your Christmas list or something, right?
That is perfect.
Because I thought that was hilarious.
It is absolutely hilarious. You know what? And I think that anyone who does engage in analingus should actually carry one with them.
Well, you know what, though? I was looking at it. So I looked at the website because I thought, is this a joke? Can you really buy these? And apparently I think you can really buy them. I'm thinking, hell, you could buy a toothbrush. I mean, at least kind of like a toothbrush. You can probably just get the head of a toothbrush and cheaper. But I thought, well, it doesn't go in very far. Because remember we were talking about other things, like you could take like a rubber glove and put a little scrubby on the end of it or something. Because it doesn't really, if you notice it, I don't think it's going to enter very far. It's like just the rim. So I suppose if you're just, doing the rim job, then that's good. But if you're going any deeper, you might need something a little more.
Well, if you can get your mouth or head in there any deeper, then you may have bigger issues to worry about. Holy cow, man. I don't know. Yeah. But I would imagine that anyone with a very, we never really talked about prolapse anuses before. There's a whole fetish out there about the rosebud where certain women and men, I'm sure, can, protrude their anus and it comes out and it looks like a rosebud.
Sorry, it's just too funny. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I heard something one time about a little bit and I just thought, oh, okay, I don't need to read more. But, yeah, I heard about it.
It's pretty fascinating. I'm going to post a couple videos. No, just kidding.
Oh, good. There you go. So people can see this phenomenon, what exactly happens with this.
Yeah, and so I would imagine if you have that type of partner that can actually make a prolapse, then you can actually wash in between the folds of it with the My Shiny Heiny gadget.
Oh, my right. My Shiny
right?
Hiney.
The Shiny Hiney.
I just love the name of it. My Shiny Hiney. It's just hilarious. It's so great. It's just a great name, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that's out there nowadays is just amazing. And probably Masters and Johnson brought it all to us. Opened the doors, and it's just exploded year after year.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
And why not? And why not be open with your sexuality?
Exactly. So, okay, so this is funny. I received some samples of feminine hygiene products in the mail recently. And, it came with a bunch of little fun stuff, not fun stuff, you know, girl stuff. Anyway, but there were these postcards in there that were positive affirmation things, but they're freaking hilarious. So some of them are just kind of, nice, be your own Woman Crush Wednesday, that WCW, right? But then there's one, it says, Living La Vida Vulva.
Oh, my God.
And so I've already written on it because I'm going to mail this to one of my cousins as a postcard. And I'm like, what the fuck? Living La Vida Vulva. And it says it right on this little positive affirmation card. It's hilarious. I'm going to take a picture of it before I mail it. But isn't that crazy? I know, Living La Vida Vulva. It's so funny. It's just so funny. In fact, I might have already taken a picture, but maybe I didn't post it on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, so I'll have to do that. But it's really cute. Another one says, You're as beautiful as pizza tastes. Now, that
You're
might not be good
what?
For you today. It's as pizza tastes.
Oh,
You're as beautiful
no,
as pizza
can't.
Tastes. I know, that's
wow.
not a good one for you today. But it's just like they have these really odd kind of positive affirmation cards in here. it was just really kind of funny. So, yeah, I get interesting things in the mail.
That's
interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
yeah,
Living
La Vida Vulva might have to be the title of a new story. Living La Vida Vulva.
Yeah, that sounds like a good story.
I think it does, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Takes place in a Latin nightclub or no?
Ooh, yeah. My gosh, it would be so hot, wouldn't it?
She was just an innocent
really
young woman.
Imagine having. Oh, what's this innocent young woman doing?
She was just there, you know, wanting to have a margarita after a hard day. She had no idea what was about to happen. And then you, as a master writer, you fill in the blanks, right?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we could collaborate on a story. You want to write a story?
Oh, my God. As long as there can be ass licking in it.
That would be Living La Vida Bungholio.
Right.
Oh, that's like Beavis and Butthead. So I don't know. What would you call it, right?
You know what? I think that's a good collaboration. We could do that.
Yeah. Living La Vida. Yeah, well, kind of. What's the Spanish word for butt? I don't know. I don't even know.
Oh, Spanish word for butt?
Find that out.
I thought it was culo. Culo.
Culo?
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought it was culo. Mm. No, is that is
Living La Vida
really culo? That
yeah, that doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound as sexy.
Spanish.
We'll have to come up with some other words.
No, when you go and search for Spanish and you type in culo, mm-hmm. C-U-L-O, it is the English equivalent of ass.
Oh, okay. But Living La Vida culo doesn't sound as sexy. as living la vida vulva. So we'll have to find another word for butt that sounds sexier. We'll look up some Spanish words that sounds really sexy that talk about it. Ass.
You know, living la vida culo is the porno movie that we make, because that sounds cheesy for a porn.
Right. That does sound like a porn.
That's a porn title.
Right.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to look up where are some other words. Oh, you know what? Okay, I'm just looking it up. Culo, and it also has culito. I wonder if that's for the girl version. Living la vida culito? That sounds a little better. They also have trasero and nalgas, buttocks, rear end. There's a few words. We'll have to find what sounds best and kind of make that one La Vida something. We can call it Shiny Hiney. What is Shiny Hiney in
Spanish? La Vida Shiny.
Now we got to find words, Spanish words for butt.
Right.
Ass, whatever. But what about culito? The culito version might be nice. It says should not be used in polite company. Then that's our word. Culo and culito should not be used in polite company. Well, we're not very polite here at Sex Talk with Eric and Tina.
We're never polite. We're always
down and dirty.
Yeah, we are actually. So now, did you get caught in the rain? Did you get a wet T-shirt day for you today? It rained hard.
I did not. It didn't rain hard here at my house. It did not rain hard. I was gone for a little bit this afternoon. It did not rain while I was gone, and I came home and it did not rain. So. Maybe it skipped by this part. I don't know. Did you get a wet T-shirt?
I did not even get to see a wet T-shirt, sadly.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know,
I
know, and I need this in my life with what I got going on right now.
You need wet T-shirts?
Exactly. It's going to help me make it through this 30-day challenge.
Right, we could do, if we were going to do a wet T-shirt contest, a Sex Talk with Derek and Tina wet T-shirt contest, then we also have to do something about men, too. So if we're going to, what do you call it? I can't even think now. You know, we're going to sexify women. What would be the right term for what I'm trying to say?
Well, I mean, you could do a wet T-shirt contest for men.
A wet what?
A wet G-string contest for the men.
Well, it doesn't even need to get wet. Maybe it could just be bulge in your pant contest. I don't know. Something
they all
like
have
that.
To wear
the bulge
white
contest.
You have to
G-string the bulge in pants or the wet T-shirt for the women. What do you call that when you're... Oh, if we're going to degrade women into that, we have to degrade the women into sex objects as well.
Degrading? What's that? A wet T-shirt?
I didn't mean degrading. I meant objectify. You know, like if you're going to, if we're going to objectify or sexify or whatever women, we've got to do the men too. We've got to have equal opportunity. We've got to be an equalizer. You know?
This is true. Don't you think? I will agree with that.
Yeah. So we want to be equally
perverse with both.
Whatever.
Groups.
Yes, there we go. Equally perverse. Equally. Whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called today, but yes, equally perverse, men and women.
So how many contestants do we have? Because I really think that we should do this at the bookstore one night.
I don't know. I'm not joining the wet T-shirt contest. No, I don't do that.
Are you afraid that you'll win, hands down?
Well, you know, there's that. Plus, you know, I just keep myself. I keep myself without that, you know. So I don't want those kinds of pictures out there on the internet. And so I don't. There's already pictures of my boobs. but they're clothed, they're not showing, they're, you know, and they don't need to be wet. That's probably going a little beyond what I'm comfortable with online. Because I'm still the Empress of Love, so.
Right, yeah. Gotta keep.
I gotta have boundaries, Derek. Yes, boundaries.
This
so
is
what
true.
T-shirt contest? Beyond my boundary. Sexy pictures of my breasts and cleavage in my boundary. They're fabulous.
Yeah.
But what T-shirt? Yes, just a little bit too far. What would you join the bulge and pants contest?
Sure, I would.
Oh.
Why not?
Ooh, awesome. There you go.
Well, you know, my girlfriend not let me, but, you know.
You'd be up in it.
Yeah, she, I don't think she'd want everybody to know what I'm packing, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm
everybody
okay
would be so jealous, and they would just be maybe
I'm okay
you
with
know,
it.
Falling all over you.
There's not too many guys walking around this planet with 15-inch cocks, so, I mean, I'm okay with it.
What?
You know?
Oh, my gosh. We've got to have this contest.
I know. The truth is out. Listen, the truth came out on September 1st of 2000.
Holy moly.
God. I know.
Wow.
This is why she's always happy when you see her. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
It's all good.
Wow.
What are you going to do, right?
Amazing.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
We need that machine where you can give hand claps now. Right? You know, like on Howard Stern,
what?
They have all those different, you know, on Howard Stern, they have all those different sound effects.
Oh, right. Yes.
I need some hand claps. Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yay. There we go.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
we're almost out of time. Look at that.
We are.
We have a really exciting guest for next week. So what are we talking about next week? Let's just, like, tease our listeners.
Next week, we are going to talk about that famous thing called sex. No, just kidding. We are going to talk about sex from a spiritual standpoint. Of course, you know, that's my favorite when we can get into some of the different religions in the past that did sexual acts and what does sex mean from a spiritual standpoint. You know, we had Angie Love on not too long ago that spoke about some transic sex, and you and her. Boy, is that correct radio language? You and her?
No, not really. Because how you want to substitute what you would say if you didn't include the and. So you would say she talked about. So you and she talked about. Yeah.
You and she?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. So
yeah.
You and
it
she.
It almost doesn't sound right, but it's right. Because you would say she talked about, right? If it wasn't including anybody else.
Yeah, it would.
Right.
Maybe if I just use the same pronoun. Maybe you and Angie.
Yeah.
Last time you and Angie spoke about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine too.
So this individual is going to talk about prostitution and temple sex and how temple sex was necessary for certain reasons. I did not take it all in because I want to leave a surprise for our listeners next week. But Alicia is working on her master's degree in I believe it's Wiccan.
Oh, okay.
And so she's a very smart, very, very smart lady, her and her husband, Jim. They're great people. They come into the bookstore quite frequently, and they just actually set up our meditation room. And,
awesome.
Yeah. They made it a sacred space for Isis to dwell in it. So very knowledgeable people, and we're going to have a lot of fun with her next week.
Well, I'm excited to meet them. Yay.
Yes. Hopefully everything will go well. And we'll get that information to you so that way you can always, as you like to do, dot the I's and cross the T's of our guests. So there will be no surprises.
You can, like, get them out there. Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
It has been a real blast. And you know what? Again, I am so happy to be here. And thank you, Tina, for everything that you've done and that you do. And we will talk to you soon. Good night, New York.
Oh.
Flint. Good night.
Bye.